Today FM Breakfast, M, Grant and Ed.
Podcast. All right, podcast.
I mean, the only thing we care about is Vanessa Sunshine.
Love Vanessa Sunshine.
She was on Eliminated Bachelor contestant, wasn't into The Batch from the start, but he still kept her around, interestingly enough.
Yeah, he did. And she was really good.
Yeah, she was. I think, obviously, until Network 10 realised that she's actually doing damage to the brand because she's so not into the show.
She hates The Bachelor.
It's showing the cracks in the format that you must have a bachelor that is desirable.
This might be the first time where, look, is it possible that the girls will, I mean, everyone's saying that he chooses no one. Is it possible that the girls all say, you know what, we're good?
Yeah, when it says, will you take this rose, will we finally have one chick go, you know what, I'm good. Yeah. That's a hard no from me.
Yeah, I feel like it's a possibility. I feel like it's a possibility.
I hope so. Oh, imagine except a rose rejection.
Surely you sign some sort of contract saying you have to say yes.
Great ending. And it happened in Unreal a couple of seasons ago.
Yeah, it did.
And then we had some dads talk for Father's Day, and Danny Lakey came on the Overnight Maniac, who wasn't nominated for Best Newcomer from the Radio Awards. He dealt with that okay.
Oh, did he? Is he
right? He's only been in it a long time and works 90 hours a day and makes sound effects and sketches and writes everything, but he's fine.
He's all right. He'll be right.
He's fine.
Have a nice podcast.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed.
Aha, there he is for a Friday. Oh, Friday's rolled around so nicely, Timmy Trumpet.
Hello, Timmy. Where is he today, Ed?
I am looking as we speak.
Can't wait. I mean, he's due here any tick of the clock. I think he is coming to Australia very shortly.
Yes, he is at the moment. Oopsie. No, mine is Wikipedia page. That's not going to help.
Not in Sydney, though, Sally. Why wouldn't he be coming to Sydney by a big gig on, like, Kangaroo Island, Which island is it in Sydney? What's the island?
Cockatoo.
Oh, my brain. Cockatoo Island. Yeah, it was an Australian animal.
He's in. He's on his way to Osaka. So he's having a couple of days off. Then he's in Osaka. And then he's in Taipei. Then Seoul. And then he was coming. He's coming to Australia, but he's not doing New South Wales, which is very strange.
What? It's like he's actively avoiding us, but he's doing the Asias. That's amazing.
Yeah. So good on him. Well, quite the superstar. and so, for a Friday, here we go. Alpha Bucks went off yesterday. 10 grand.
So cute. I watched that video so many times. And she's going to go to a scout jamboree instead of spending it on Fortnite, which we really like.
Yeah, I really like. Speaking of people we really like, Vanessa Sunshine's on today from The Bachelor.
Now, I missed it again because I was at the musical. Was it everything I hoped for? Was her exit spectacular?
She didn't miss. She didn't miss. Vanessa Sunshine's... If Vanessa Sunshine was doing the 10-meter air pistol at the Olympics, she would have all the targets done. Every single one. She has not missed since she got there.
No, was there... Did she leave some parting shots for some of the other ladies
Well? No,
fantastic!
No one got out alive.
No lady left undone.
It's so wonderful, Vanessa Sunshine.
I think I'm going to curtsy when she walks into the studio. I don't know what to do with myself.
Sydney, start your engines!
Start your engines, brothers!
Righty, bit tired today, Em.
I'm okay. Do you know what's missing from my hallway?
Hallway?
Yeah, do you know what's missing from my hallway? Maybe your hallway too.
An umbrella stand?
No rose gold cast of my vagina.
Okay.
That's the latest thing, Ed. This is a thing that's happening now. A mum has decided that ladies, because sometimes ladies, when you're young, you do pay more attention to your downstairs because you have to. You know, like you got to weed it and you got to powder it and you got to look after it. But as you get older and you're in a relationship, it ends up looking like, as we've discussed, Merlin's beard. And a lot of women now just, they don't, you know, they say you're supposed to put your leg up. I don't know if Tiff does this.
Okay.
And get a hand mirror and just acquaint yourself with you. Just have a little looky.
I didn't know that.
Because it's underneath you. How often are you going to pop your head down and pop the hood?
Yeah, that's true.
And so this lady's like, women are not well enough acquainted with their vaginas, and I want to help that. Mm. So she is encouraging parties. Now, this is a party you would love to be attending, wouldn't you? Maybe we could do, after the Big Bump Brunch, we could have a party.
Oh, like a rose gold vagina party.
Yeah.
Now, are they expensive, rose gold vagina?
Well, I feel like you do the cast and then perhaps paint it. I don't think they pour molten gold on your flaps. I feel like that may not. mine's a bit Egyptian.
Right.
Yeah. But she said it gives ladies more confidence. So we make the cast. We all have a glass of wine and we put the bits on the bits. And then it comes out looking stunning. And they paint it, they frame it, they mount it. And it's a conversation piece for when you have visitors over.
But does she have it in her own home? Like she
Yes, darling. Oh, yes. So you got the picture there?
I do. So
isn't it stunning?
So she's, I mean, it's unique. Like there's only, do you know what I mean? Like she's a one-off. It's like the opposite of the Andy Warhol, which is Andy Warhol's idea was that one image could be made 1,000 times and it lose its value and then keep its value.
No two labia majoras are the same, guys.
She started something here.
It's available for men.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, but I don't feel like men are embarrassed about talking about or touching their bits. I don't think that's a thing.
But also men's, every time a man gets it done, they'll go to whoever makes the cast and go, just bigger.
Just cover it up.
Just bigger.
Like, can I just have the extra large size?
Just bigger. Just bigger.
Now, you've teased me about this rescue.
Bronte.
Tell me.
Bronte, 7 o'clock, I think yesterday morning. Woman goes into the surf and then giant waves. It was very rough. And then luckily, how lucky is this? Two lifeguards started their shift at 7 o'clock, and as soon as they got there, there's a woman like with the hand up the whole bit, and then another piece of, I guess, luck was a professional photographer was standing on the beach, and it. But
what
it
do
looked,
you mean?
No, no, I'm serious. Like, because it
someone looked, was there getting the sunrise.
I don't know what they were doing there, but it seems like it was set up. But this woman, man, she was really struggling, and then they had to go back out and get another guy who went out to help the woman.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
But she's okay.
She's okay. Yeah, she's okay. But it is like, really, it was a full-on thing. People don't realize you can't just want. My brother used to swim from the lap of Bondi. He would go out to the end and he would just swim a lap of Bondi and get out the other end and then sort of walk home because he lived there. And I said, Jim, did you ever get in trouble out there? And he goes, oh yeah, I got in trouble once. I said, okay, what happened? He goes, I headbutted some driftwood.
Oh my gosh. Doesn't anyone watch Bondi Rescue, guys? Those guys are always
Always busy.
There's always something on for Hoppo and Woppo.
Exactly. I mean, admittedly, my brother wasn't doing it in his jeans because he just arrived in Sydney and he was excited to be here. But hey, Danny Lakey's joining us next.
Oh, yes.
He thinks he's coming in to do one of his, like, I can't get a date stories, but he's not.
No.
He's had a massive disappointment in his life.
He was a bit flat on the show on Tuesday, yeah, we noticed, yeah.
And we're going to help him. We're going to help overnight maniac Danny Lakey.
Give him what he deserves, some would say.
Give him exactly what he's got coming.
Yeah. Yes.
Danny Lakey, the overnight maniac's in.
Get around me.
Get around him.
Hello. Happy Friday, everyone. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Yeah.
Now, you were telling our lovely producer, Max, a number of different topics that you wanted to speak about today.
I bring 5 big bits of gear today.
Just throw up.
I love that. You're always full of content. Perhaps you could pass them on to Grant when he gets here.
I'll leave my notes behind. One of them is actually a personal one for me. I was going to do, am I an accident?
Yep.
Judging by the clues, my mother got divorced when I was 2 months old. She was halfway through a law degree. She denies to this day. That I was a pleasant surprise and thinks that it was all part of the plan.
All right, well, we're actually not doing that today, so
both
keep going.
Both my kids were surprises, but anyway, yeah, keep going.
This is a surprise. You guys say this
no,
is a
we're not doing
box.
That. Keep going, we're not doing that.
Oh, okay. 5 things you've never noticed that once I reveal them, you'll never be able to unnotice.
Oh, I like that now. That's a good hook.
Really good hook, but we're not doing it.
Okay.
So
I was catfished into sending foot photos. Would you like to talk about that?
I know someone
I do.
That's happened to a mate of mine as well, but that's a topic for another day. Just put an asterisk next to that.
Okay. Both of them, I'm really hooked. Okay, can we do a
ungrateful favours. My mother sent a message to the Hit Network congratulating and saying how much she loved Danny Lakey.
what's her last name?
Michelle Lakey, which raises a couple of alarm bells.
Aha.
Love that.
Now that's linking to what we are talking about.
Ooh, okay, good.
How upset you've been that you didn't get nominated for the Radio Awards for Best Newcomer.
That's the thing, because I was nominated for 6 things by the company, and I thought at least I'll get to the finalist in one of the categories. Best Newcomer.
Yeah. Of all of the people that were nominated for Best Newcomer, Grant is one. You are the only person that does a show by himself overnight for 5 hours?
Yeah, 5 hours, yeah. I'm in the building for 12. I burn the most calories on a radio shift out of anyone in the country.
That is so true.
I'm so sorry. I feel like Grant should hand it to you. I feel like you work so hard. And I think he would happily give it to you also. I really do. Perhaps you could accept for him because he's going to win. Because he wins everything.
So, would you like to hear, for everyone listening now going, what about Danny Lakey? What was Danny Lakey's entry? Let's hear. I think you may have sent the wrong clip. Here is the, we're only going to play.
This one?
Yes, we're playing 32 seconds. It goes for a minute, but Luke. Yeah. You had to cut it off exactly at 32 seconds. That's all we're giving it. Because that's all that radio people will listen to when they turn it on.
This is what you sent to say, this is my best work. Yep. Nominate me for Best Newcomer.
Yep. You do 5 hours a night, every night, and this is what you sent. Take it away.
George from Bangkok on 131060. You sound legitimate.
Yeah, yeah, I said, how are y'all?
How are y'all? Is that the best you got for a prank call?
That's not a prank call, thank you.
Well, what do you want?
No. I'm just telling you, but I am...
He's bamboozled. He's in the safety of his own home. He's like, yeah, I can do it. 131060, what should I do, boys? Oh, I'll be someone from Bangkok. I didn't think through the content at all. If you can do a prank call, George from Bangkok, write it down first. Write notes.
Okay. Cut it off.
Okay, so you've gone with slight racism for your entry.
No, that George from Bangkok, he was doing that. That was the racist bit.
You
I date an Asian. I can't be racist.
Okay, that's like saying I've got an Asian cleaner. I'm sorry.
So,
that is not okay.
So of all of the stuff you did, you thought a guy doing
a gotcha call
is what you
should. I won't be pranked on my
own
show.
That was your best work? You a gotcha like, call? A bad gotcha call?
Was after that. He then had an awkward silence and said, okay, and apologised. That was the funny bit.
In the fake Asian accent?
Yes. It's classic gear.
Oh, Lakey.
Now...
Oh,
is that not good? Is that okay? Is that not good? Is this like I love the smell of my own farts, but everyone else hates them? Like people don't think that's funny.
That's just not going to win, buddy.
Yeah.
This is straight up not going
to
win.
Maybe
okay.
It was 1992. Blankety blanks was still a thing. I just feel like it's not fresh,
but
not new.
What you do, which is great,
that was a game changer.
You bought yourself you built a machine that you attached your testicles with.
That was in best comedy segment.
Okay, what was that thing called?
The ball sander. It was something to do with the ball tamperer 5000.
Yeah, you've had two or three things where you've attacked your testicles on air that have been quite hilarious. Everyone here's listened to it and thought it was funny, and that's your angle. But listen, don't despair. Because one of the people that was nominated, former AFL footballer and from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, I think Brendan Favola has a message for you.
Oh.
Hey, Danny Lakey, it's Fev here, mate. I know you missed out on a nomination, but you were my pick for best newcomer. I've been in the business for 3 years and I'm a newcomer. Ooh, you've been in for a couple of years, but your first full year. It does feel good, though, to be nominated, and I hope you can feel it someday as well. Sweet feeling.
What a joke.
Okay.
Is he nominated for Best Newcomer?
Yeah, I don't know how.
It's got to be less than 2 years. You can't do it. You can't do it. He just said he's been on for 3 years, and in the terms and conditions, it says 2 years.
He has been on there for 3 years, flat out.
Well, he just did that for the ombudsman. He's just admitted.
Okay. Hey, Jace was a judge. Our boss, Jace, who's standing behind you, if you look out there, and he had to judge one of your entries.
Yeah.
you couldn't even get through on slight nepotism, Doc.
What about, but would you like some praise from the highest tree there is? The man on the highest branch. He wins every single survey. He's been on radio forever. AM Allen. He's on the AM band here.
Jonesy.
And he is just I know for a fact he's a huge fan of yours.
I bet he is.
And
I bet he is too.
He sent
He would have loved my Asian gear.
And he sent in this piece of well wishing.
Yes, this is AM Allen with a message for Danny Lakey. You're my best newcomer. As I drive to work in the Bentley, I love hearing you attack the agates. As I pop on my suit and you're pummeling the stones, I can't get enough in my ears. As you do to your bag of fruit, the things I want to do to Bill Shorten's head. Sometimes Tony Abbott and I are in the spa, cackling like lunatics as you give your plums a thrashing. Keep up the good work, young man.
You'll get invited to the spa one day if you keep going.
No higher praise, buddy. You're our best newcomer.
Well done, mate.
Thank you, guys.
Now get out.
The only way to get even more M. Grant and Ed is to download and subscribe to the podcast. Head to todayfm.com.au.
My bum, my bum, my little baby bum. Check it out.
Oh, yes, it's coming up next week. We're inviting all pregnant women. If you know a pregnant woman, if you are a pregnant woman, if you see one, say there's a place you can go, a utopia where the food is piled high. And you'll be wearing a bib and you can eat and eat. I got together with my cousin who's also pregnant last night, and it was so great to have an eating companion.
Congrats.
So what'd we both lined up. Oh, so I had flake and a cherry ripe dipped in my tea. And then that was just to get us through to interval. And then at interval, we had some lollies, which was really great. And then when I got home, I had second dinner. So that was good. But it was just nice. Amy and I were just able to go, I'm so hungry. Me too. Let's eat. And we were able to encourage the eating. And you feel less like a freak when you've got a buddy, you know?
Always.
You know?
Always.
You get away with anything if someone's saying, nah, you're right, mate.
Yep. We're all together in this fine weather.
100%.
And
so you need to register at todayfm.com.au, and the numbers are very, very limited, slim.
Correct. Very slim. So Karen from Oatley. Karen, good morning.
Good morning, Em. I am so excited to be coming to your big bump, Brad.
Oh, you are coming. Wait. Oh, good. Now, we're talking also low points in pregnancy, and I understand that you had a low point.
There have been many, but it was only last week I'd gotten home from work, gotten changed into my pyjamas and had a bit of morning sickness, which, of course, strikes at any time. Mm. Lucky that I made it over to the bowl, but unfortunately I lost a bit of bladder control and wet myself in the process.
As you were throwing up?
As I was throwing up.
That is so brutal. And that is something they don't write in What to Expect When You're Expecting. Yeah. You'll piss your pants as you chuck your guts up. Oh, my God. And I bet you were starving at the same time. Were you hungry at the same time?
I was, and then I was crying because I felt miserable. My husband had to look after me. God, like, got me some new pajamas, but I don't know if I was crying because I was hungry or because I'd thrown up food or because I'd wet myself or what.
There's so much going on, Karen.
It's a miracle.
So much going on. Oh, well, Karen, Karen's coming along.
Yes, Karen. Please come.
Thank you.
Well done, Karen. And look, there are, it's very limited seating, but it's still registered. Todayfm.com.au, the Big Bump Brunch. It is next Friday?
Next Friday. Let's throw it out there. Let's get the dates out. Next Friday, get ready, get your stretchy pants. And I think we'll be taking registrations not for much longer, so get on board,
boys. Excellent work. We've got Alpha Bucks Kids coming up, but in a moment, a sad story about a poor, I reckon this is a bit ridiculous. A bloke's been fired for nude pictures, but.
Yeah, he's a mayor. I'm here for him. He's just been a bit of a technophobe dad, you know.
Yeah. He's not a perv. He just doesn't know what a cloud is. That's all. Because Grant's here.
Hi.
Oh, nice of you to show up, idiot.
Here he is. He's got his wrong headphones on. Now he's got the right headphones on.
Da-da-da-da. Missed you, lunatics.
You're just in time.
Another radio announcer had 2 days off as well, and we thought, well, are you two hanging out, or what's going on?
Oh, controversy. Did you make something up while I wasn't here so I couldn't defend myself?
No, we didn't actually.
Oh, okay.
Actually, no, we really forgot to do that. Sorry.
No, we just said that you're off filming your show for 10. We could do it now.
Why didn't we think about that?
I don't know. I think it was
that's a miss.
You missed a chance to get a couple of cheeky headlines in.
Bugger.
Damn it.
It's almost like we don't think about you.
Oh, someone sent me a photograph hanging out with their new bestie.
Yeah, I did run into Steve Jacobs when we had a picture. That was fun.
Oh, and you had this really cheesy grin on, like you're really enjoying his company. And it was like a sword to my heart.
A Stevie J plus a Grant equals a Cavalli.
Yeah, I said, hey, Stevie, let's take a picture. We'll send it to Grant. He goes, yeah, good one.
Oh, my God. Can we talk about my favourite mayor, please? Dimitina Shire Mayor, Jeff Morton. And he's around Birdsville way. They've got the big Birdsville races this weekend, in fact.
Okay, big.
He's been forced to apologise because some nudie pictures of him that he took while he was out camping have surfaced, and he didn't send them to anyone. He just did a classic dad thing where he took them on his beautiful camera and he uploaded them. He sent them to himself in a bunch of emails because he wanted them to, you know, show the wife.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, they uploaded onto the work computer, onto the Shire computer, and a staffer found them. And, I mean, who's the dibber double wears nappies here?
Yeah, that is... It's because he hasn't.
On?
So all he's done is sent them to himself.
Self.
Okay, the cloud's got hold of them.
Yeah.
This is such an easy mistake to make. You see people with work laptops, two phones all the time. Mm-hmm. He hasn't put subject polling the electorate.
Exactly.
He hasn't done anything like that, has he?
No, and they're really arty shots. Like, it's him lying in a swag, just wearing a hat and a dry creek bed, nude.
Oh, nice.
Like, they're really artistic.
Just soaking in his environment. Just really getting to know his electorate intimately.
Hashtag on brand, guys. But what's really funny is the Courier Mail, who's the newspaper up there, they've really gone hard after him. They spent 10 months. They filed Freedom of Information Acts. They wouldn't let it go. And I feel like, why have they pursued him so hard?
It does seem like, considering, especially up there, there's that Ipswich council that's all been sacked.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? Like, that seems like a genuine political scandal. This guy's got an Order of Australia for his contribution to the council and his community. And now, but what I always think about with these things is, could you imagine the moment when he was told?
Oh, he would have been. And look at him. Would you describe him as like, well, Grant, Paul Hogan meets Jack Thompson. Like,
he's got a weather-beaten hat that looks like it's been in a few sale yards in its time, and
he's a salt of the earth. The salt of the earth is this man.
If I came across his nude, I'd be like, oh, that's okay.
Good on you, Granddad.
You're right. Wouldn't be offended. You'd be like, oh, he's that's art.
The kind of guy with permanent sock marks, you know.
There you go.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So you do, Jeff Morton. If they fire him, we riot.
Yeah,
if
exactly.
he loses his job, I will write a strongly worded letter to the Dimitina Shire. I'll tell you right now.
We should just flood the inbox. They should do like one of those DDoS. You should get anonymous on board to just flood the Dimitina Council with just nudes. Just elderly nudes. Yeah, elderly nudes.
Yes, let's do it. Elderly nudes.
Grey hack. That's a great idea.
Forget the alphabet and the adults. This is
Alphabet Kids.
Oh, it sure is. At 4 minutes past seven, Alphabet Kids. Now, let's play yesterday's tape as we welcome back the normal host of Alpha Bucks Kids, Grant Denyer.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. It's good to be back.
Yeah, the abnormal host did it yesterday.
Or is it good to be back?
Because yesterday, when you didn't host Alpha Bucks Kids, Monique from French's Forest did this.
A mode of transport.
Bus.
An animal that flies.
Bird.
A sport.
Basketball.
Yeah!
Okay, hang on.
Oh, I'm not allowed to say yes.
Hang on. We've got
with the adjudicators.
Because we're with the adjudicators.
So sorry.
So with the adjudicators. You've won!
Yes!
You've won, buddy! Monique!
You got $10,000, darling!
Gee, that was good. What a great moment. So happy for her that it went off.
Okay.
Yeah, excellent.
While you were reading the questions, M. That doesn't hurt my game show feelings at all, does it?
No,
why would it? Warm, professional, some would say better.
Good pace. I'll give you that.
So what do you got today, mate?
All right, now you two stop bickering because there is a young lady on the line that would like to win. Ruby from Barara, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Ruby. It's great to have you here. Are you ready to play and win some money?
Yes.
Cool.
Now, because it's Friday, you're playing for both yourself and who is the club that you've nominated that you're also playing for?
North America Surf Life Saving Club.
Oh, wow. Good on you, Rubes. I understand you've got your netty semi-final this weekend.
Yes.
What position do you play? What do you play? In the mid-court? Are you a centre?
I play goal defence.
Oh, GD. All right, important. Backbone of the team. Okay.
All right. Here we go for you and North Avoca Surf Life Saving Club. I grew up in Avoca Beach, so best of luck. Here we go. You got 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter M today. M for milk.
Okay,
For each question you get right, you'll score $100 for the chance to win up to 10 grand. If you don't know an answer, that's okay. Just say pass and then we'll move on to the next question. We must take the first answer. Can't use the same answer twice and the adjudicator's word is final. This is all you, Ruby. You're ready to go. M is your letter. Yeah. Best of luck. Name a takeaway food.
Pass.
A month of the year.
May.
An insect.
Pass.
A chocolate.
Mars bar.
A school subject.
Math.
A board game.
Pass.
A day to celebrate mum.
Mother's Day.
An Australian capital city.
Pass.
A sauce.
Mustard.
A mammal.
Pass.
It's a good effort.
Yeah.
Ruby, you got $500.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Great. That's for you and for the North Avoca Surf Life Saving Club.
Thank you very much.
Great job, Ruby. Good luck in the netball.
Thanks.
Yeah, okay. You stumbled a little bit there, Grant, on a day for mum. That was a shame. Probably cost her then.
I don't know if I did stumble. If we go to the tape,
no, I think we go to the tape.
Slow-mo.
You stuffed up.
I think you'll find that was great energy, good vibe, terrific pace.
All right, good to know. So, good to know. But it is the return of the Mac. Grant Denyer, welcome back to work.
Thank you. It's good to be back. Sorry I missed the last couple of days.
No, you're not.
Now, where were you?
No, I am. It's not an easy phone call to have to make.
Okay, first of all, I want to pull you up on that.
Yeah, what's up?
You didn't make that phone call.
Who did?
We know who made that phone call.
Who did?
You got your wife to call your boss, he told us. Shezzy, your wife, called Jace to say Grant can't come in. We know that.
I can't come to the phone. I'm too crook.
I've never heard of anyone getting their partner to call their boss and say, he can't.
Were you doing some light coughing in the background?
And I was just ringing a small bell
I don't smell toast. It's unbelievable.
So you're doing your game of games. Now, they're working you hard. So it was the new show for Channel 10, 17, 18-hour days. So you, fair enough. But so now that's over. Yeah, so you finished filming yesterday.
All good. So all finished. So we knocked over, how many episodes have we knocked over? We knocked over 11 episodes, 88 games. Okay. We knocked over.
Did you, now when Family Feud ended, you finished by getting kicked out of the casino and climbing a light post trying to hail a taxi in Darling Harbour, you know, around the casino. Is that what you did 2 hours ago this morning?
No. I went to bed because I'm responsible and I look forward to coming back to work just to servicing Sydney's radio needs and just being with you, my decent friends.
Servicing radio needs.
So, and now, obviously, because you have been so unwell and so tired, you can't, you know, so you must be so relieved to have a weekend where you're just going to rest.
It's going to dial it down a little bit, yeah.
No, you're not. You're racing.
I'm racing this weekend.
If you're not here Monday, I'll give up.
I am going to be at work Monday, recharged, because racing is good for my soul and it makes me shine internally and I enjoy it. So it's like resting, but the opposite of physically resting.
Stop talking.
But hang on. Can you do, aren't you... too tired to race a car at 250 kilometres an hour?
Isn't it exhausting to concentrate? You couldn't come into work. Mm-hmm. You were only doing 7 to 9. So you're doing 2 hours work.
Yep.
And there's three of us.
Yes, three of us.
Arguably, yeah. Ed does the heavy lifting, arguably. You just have to chip in and be delightful.
Okay.
So shouldn't you be resting because you...
Look, I'll probably be driving with toothpicks sort of keeping my eyes open but I'm pretty sure that's safe.
I think I know what you're saying. Here you've got to come in and do 2 hours every day.
Yeah.
But when you do car racing, you normally only last about 11 seconds.
Good job. So true. It's less work. My bad. You're right.
You guys, I've missed you.
No. Secret Sound Blitz coming up shortly.
Get extra giggles when you download and subscribe to the podcast of M. Grant and Ed. Search Today FM Breakfast on your favourite podcast app or head to todayfm.com.au now. Today FM's Secret Sound.
What's that sound? What's that sound?
28 minutes past 7. I know we're early, but it's going to be a Friday. We're doing a Secret Sound Blitz in the studio. We have the adjudicator, who's also our executive producer, because she guessed the sound, what is now 2 weeks ago. Kimmy, how are you feeling?
Pumped, actually. Pumped because it's $79,000. That someone could win so much money.
That is a lot of cash.
It's so much money.
We've got to get straight to it because we've got to get through as many calls as we can, or if someone wins, that's it. So, Melissa's up first. Melissa, what do you believe the sound to be?
I think it's the pressing the typewriter key and the arm, like the mechanical sound of the arm when you press the typewriter key.
Oh my goodness. Can we just hear it one more time?
Oh my God, that went for so long.
Yeah, no, there's no way, is there, Kimmy?
Oh, the answer does have to be a bit shorter.
Okay.
It's no. Melissa. I've got to run through these really quickly to get as many people on as we can.
Here we go again. Megan from Manly, what do you believe the secret sound to be?
I think it is a clock ticking.
What?
No. Sorry, Megan.
Oh, mockingly.
Wow. No, she started to laugh and snigger. She's probably worked at that for a week.
Can we listen to the sound again?
That was, that's snicker. That's snicker worthy. I'm with Kim there. Paul from Penrith, what do you think the sound is?
I think it's the paper seal being ripped off a Pringles packet.
A wonderful answer, but no, Paul.
Natalie from Bundina, what do you think the sound is?
Morning. I think it's a plastic straw being pushed through a lid of a plastic disposable cup, like a takeaway cup.
It's the second answer we've had about a straw. Remember, we had the bendy one.
We did have the bendy straw.
Which was incorrect. Yeah. And Natalie, yours is as well. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Good try,
Thank
Natalie.
You.
Sorry.
And that's all the
What is Desiree Sinclair? Has she hit her head? A microphone being dropped? Put her away.
We don't know. You don't know that.
Listen. Yeah, a microphone being dropped?
All right, y'all. That's me set.
Hope you enjoyed the sick beats.
I'm out.
Danica's just snuck through. Danica from Kurrajong. See, now this is risky, Danica, because you've just been snuck through. So, Danica, let's hear it one more time. What do you believe the secret sound to be?
So I think it's a wax strip being ripped off a really hairy back.
God, another great answer. That's incorrect, but it's a great answer. Sorry, Danica.
Oh, that's it. Okay, we've got through a lot of all those incorrect guesses are going up. Todayfm.com.au, including the mic drop. First time anyone's ever not got it, but I haven't even got a chance to have a swing on air. I've just missed out.
I'm so sorry. Come on, Desiree. Come on, man.
Well, Desiree, could have another swing. We are going to do it. We're doing it again at 8 o'clock this morning. It is the $79,000 secret sound. So, Em, your daughter's play, which is the lead, Footloose, is now on the second night. And you're going to, there's four nights.
Yeah, I'm going all four nights. I'm going again tonight. And the big controversy thus far is the amount of kisses in the show.
How many are there?
Well, originally there's only one, and then all of a sudden there's three. And a lot of the crowd last night were feeling a bit uncomfortable because, you know.
They're young.
They're young and they're watching them passionately. There was a very quick succession of two of the passions. So I sent some notes at midnight last night to the director saying, maybe cut one of the kisses. Not much Ella's. But
hang on,
someone else.
Hang on. So, but then he fired back at midnight.
Yeah. He said, look, well, he loves the kiss, but other people agree with me. So you have to come in and tell them we're cutting the kiss. So I'll be going in at 5 p.m. at Notes today and just letting down the two young people who I think really look forward to that kiss each
kissing
night.
On stage.
Let's be honest, that's the only time you get it at that age.
And it reminded me of when I was doing youth theatre at Australian Theatre for Young People down here in the Rocks, amazing place.
Yeah.
Cole Kidman started out there. You go down there, classes, whatever. That's where I started out doing things. It's a really great place. And I got a lead in a play that was being put on down there. And it was written by a bloke called Toby Schmitz, who's a great actor and writer, local guy. Anyway, so we're doing the play, and then there was a kiss at the very end.
Oh.
And I was like, all right, stage kiss. This will be a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Had you ever done one up until that point?
No, God, no. No, first one. Yeah, no, yeah. No, first stage kiss. I'm like, this will be interesting.
Because kissing, I would imagine, is different when you are aware that people are watching you. So you have to kiss differently? Or do you just?
Not if you're good. You don't. You just root with reckless abandon because you want people to believe you.
But the way the kiss was placed was we did the final, so it was like a romantic story, and me and the girl called Susie was the actress who played the lead, and she was really cool. She used to arrive at rehearsals on a skateboard. She was in a band. She was like a DJ, and you'll be shocked. No, I wasn't that cool.
What? She didn't dig your fawn coloured chinos?
No, she didn't think the guy in the Mossimo jeans and the Caribou bum bag was a good bloke. So
the Velcro shoes that gave you away.
So we did the kiss in the final rehearsal. We did the kiss, and then we did the kiss on opening night, and then we did it again on the second night. The play ran for 2 weeks, and after the second night, after the show, the director was doing notes, and Susie put her hand up, and she goes, "Hey, look, there's just something I want to raise."
Oh, God.
And the way the kiss was structured, she goes, look, we get together at the end of the play and we're holding hands. But then we do then the people clap, the audience claps, right?
Yeah.
Right. And then they stop clapping and then we kiss. And she said, yeah.
Outside of the play?
No, we're still on stage. But on stage. Everyone's still standing there in character. We've just done our bows. Mm-hmm. Bow, yeah. Clapping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then they finish bowing. Everyone's clapping. Then we kiss, right? And it sort of finishes the whole thing. And Susie goes, what I'm worried about, and I remember she used the phrase, what I'm worried about. What I'm worried about is the characters, Tom and Sally, well, they should kiss. But if we do it after the clapping.
You're real people then.
I'm concerned that people are thinking that Susie's kissing Ed.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yes, I would as well.
She does not want to be associated with you.
And I said,
I would assume you guys were together and there was a couple
exactly.
Kiss.
Well, no, we're on
bow,
stage. The show's finished when you take a bow.
You break character. Once bows are done, characters are finished.
Yes, that's a personal kiss.
That is final bow.
Yeah.
The show's over. You don't continue on.
Nah, man.
Yeah, unless it's a musical and you're doing a reprise.
Oh, that's
she's
nice.
Like, oh, God, what if people think this guy's my boyfriend?
They would have looked at you and then gone, oh, they're actually lovers in real life.
Yeah, poor Susie. I get it. I feel her.
Well, Susie had the same issue and we cut the kiss.
Oh, no.
Whatever. It's your idea in the first place.
Let me entertain you.
Well, Aretha Franklin will be laid to rest tomorrow, and it is going to be a star-studded funeral. Obviously, music's going to play a massive part, and Ariana Grande will be performing Natural Woman. Stevie Wonder will be performing As, which is the song.
Wow.
And Jennifer Hudson Oh my goodness, who's just the most fantastic singer, will also be performing. Here's her singing a couple of Aretha's classics. And rumours are already circulating that Jennifer Hudson will play Aretha Franklin in a biopic picture.
That sounds good.
Wow. The only singer who's got the chops to do it.
Yeah.
The only singer who has the chops to play here. So it's supposed to be huge. There's also going to be a people's tribute to the Queen, Hughes Knight, Frankie and the Tops, Johnny Gill.
Is that Johnny Gill?
I'm going to hit the floor. That Johnny Gill?
Is this a big... Surprise! He's not my first pick for performing an Aretha Franklin tribute.
I don't know Johnny Gill.
I'm gonna hit the floor. No so kids much in the candy it, no. store.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. Still
Have
no.
You got it?
Yeah.
Come on, you must know the.
Oh yeah. Oh, this is good. Yeah, the lollipop guy. Yeah, I'm into that. That's Johnny Gill in the house.
Here he is.
And what's his other hit?
Zero.
Exactly.
We let the dogs out?
That's the Baha Men.
Oh, that was the Baha
Don't you rip the Baha Men off.
I would never do that.
What's their other hit? Mrs. Doubtfire is being adapted into a musical.
Good idea.
That is good. I love that movie.
I agree. I think it's a great movie. And we watched it with Odie a couple of weeks ago and it still stands up. Still holds a test of time. Mm. Here's a little bit just to jog your memory.
Miss Helen, the water's boiling. Hello!
Yeah. Good times.
It was a drive-by fruiting.
Oh, you love it, don't you?
I do love it.
Love it. Sad news for those of us anticipating the Top Gun sequel. It has been pushed back a year.
A year.
They're saying they need more time to sequence the flight scenes to make them more, you know, spectacular.
Okay. Bet I know what's going on here. Let's not forget that for the latest Mission Impossible, Tom Cruise decided he wanted to fly the helicopter himself, He got two helicopter crews to work around the clock so that he could get his helicopter license in half the time.
Do you think he's doing the same thing?
I guarantee one of the... Not guarantee. I'm speculating that one of the things is he's gone, I can fly an F-18.
I can do this.
Yeah, I think you
can. Well, it's called Top Gun, Only the Brave, and it stars Miles Teller, who plays Goose's son and Maverick's new protege. Ooh. Now, Val Kilmer will come in as Iceman, but I think he'll be a CGI body.
Okay.
And John Hamm, oh my God, Donald Draper, John Hamm in grey tracksuit pants is a religious experience, guys. Oh, I think the extra time is required to make the harness for him.
Is that what's happening? Is that what's
me. Ed Harris, thank goodness, I love Ed Harris.
Yeah,
a little bit of it, you know, in one of those movies. So we're being told to look out for it in June 2020.
Ed Harris Truman Show, is that Ed Harris?
Yes, one of his many roles.
Piercing blue eyes. He always looks like a military man. No matter what he does, he always looks like he's going to shout an order at you.
Beautiful jaw with unique face smile lines just next to the corner of his mouth.
Our guest Vanessa Sunshine that's coming up.
Oh, God, stop it. You need to just control. You're fanboying. I don't think I've ever seen you fanboy like
frothing.
This.
I really love Vanessa Sunshine, and I wouldn't say that, and I'm excited that she's joining us after 8 o'clock.
Cheers. That is next.
Today FM's secret sound.
What's that sound? What's that sound?
It's 7 minutes past eight. Oh, let's see if we can't give away this $79,000. Kimmy, our adjudicator / executive producer / the person that guessed the sound. Mm. 2 weeks today. It's at the anniversary of Kim's guessing. And here we go. We're going to start. Let's hear the sound. Sarah from Engadine for $79,000. What do you believe that to be?
I think it's the door locking on a front loader washing machine.
No, Sarah.
Nope. No worries.
Good try.
He comes. Oh, she doesn't even get to say goodbye. Ashley's from Camden. Now, Ashley, what do you believe?
Yeah.
Hi. What do you believe the secret
is? I believe it is when you push the little black circle in the middle of a DVD to release it, like in the case.
Oh. I hear it again.
Oh. We do that so much with our kids' DVDs.
I'm so happy.
It's such a wonderful... I love this answer. It's incorrect, but it's such a
DVD. Which DVD?
Thank you, though.
Now, which DVD, Ashley, were you thinking? Like, which one were you thinking it was? Like Armageddon or...
Moana.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe a bit of Dirty Dancing.
Dirty
Dancing?
Does anyone use DVDs anymore, gang?
I do.
What for? Kids?
What? How?
Paw Patrol.
We don't you have Netflix?
Yeah, but I don't know. Sometimes I just put it on. Anyway. Riveting.
Lisa's from Camden. Lisa, what do you believe the secret sound to be?
Hi, good morning. I think it might be pushing down a toaster, pushing down to cook your toast.
Em has her hand in her head.
She's excited about it.
I feel like we're so far away from the answers now. People are just grappling. They're just pulling things out as soon as they pop into their head. It's got to be. There is no way that is correct, Kim.
Oh.
It is incorrect. Em, you are right. It's incorrect. It's incorrect. Sorry, Lisa.
Can we move?
That's all right.
Now, okay.
Now, there's a lot of clamoring around here internally for a clue.
Yes.
I believe we're now going to be at 79 grand. Surely we're in clue territory.
Well, I do agree with you.
But our boss, Jace, doesn't agree.
Give a clue.
How about this? Could you give us a clue of a clue?
Okay, so on Monday,
how about this?
I don't even know what that means, a clue.
I have been able to negotiate with Jace, who's sitting out there.
Are we hooking to giving a clue?
What about on Monday, Jace? He's just there.
Just ate
confirm
his
that
tail.
We can give the category away.
What? A category away?
A category.
Nail it down on Monday, but I will say today at work, someone in Sydney will do the secret sound.
Oh my goodness, Jace.
Work.
Is it the sound of Ida Buttrose being fired at Studio 10?
Yep.
Well, that was a few months ago.
So somebody will. In their work life.
Stop eating your cereal. In their work life.
It's a work thing. It's a work sound, everybody.
Is it someone quickly deleting the email that their work husband/wife had sent them that stepped over the line into personal?
You never know.
You never know your luck in the big city.
Well, someone will do it today. You're right.
In the farm.
Yay.
Oh, she's backed off
Kim.
The microphone.
In the wet.
Old loose lips, Kim.
All right, so it's an office sound.
Maybe,
figured that
maybe
out.
Maybe not.
You're fired.
Is it the sound of Kimmy packing up her stuff?
See you, Kim. I'll call you a cab.
You can enjoy Today FM breakfast with Em, Grant and Ed anytime, anywhere. Just download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
Hey, Sunday's Father's Day.
It is.
That's just sent a panic through. Now the mums are organised. All the Father's Day stalls are happening today. I had to leave cash this morning. I only had a crisp 100, so good luck, Odie.
Wow.
Scott's going to be getting a lot of socks.
Wow.
I got paid for a cashie and I put it in my top drawer and that's all I got.
Right.
So, I mean, I paid tax first.
Yeah,
so it's a big day, and what I thought I would do, you two are dads,
mm-hmm.
dads, and what I thought I would do / Max, our producer, would be to approach the people closest to you and find out what makes you good dads. So first, Ed, I'd like to give Arnie's really gone above and beyond. I think you're going to love what Arnie's put together for you. Here is your son. Camera's on Ed because he's definitely going to cry.
He's already welling up, guys.
He's got wet eyeballs. Your wife, Tiff, and your son, Arnold.
Happy Father's Day, Ed. It's Tiff, your wife from tiffxo.com. I just want to say you're the best dad ever. Arnold absolutely adores you, and you're doing a great job, a top job. And I personally love how much you've got in common with our son. You go to bed at the same time. You love eating food all day long. And Arnold thinks the world of you. So thanks for being the best dad ever for the past year. Got anything to say, mister?
Thank you. That's very cute. Do you have a message from my girlfriend and my other?
Don't try and take away the emotion.
That's gorgeous. It's a funny old day. Father's Day. I'm very, very excited about it. He'll be turning one pretty soon as well. So my wife is absolutely an unbelievable mother and wife.
Dad. It's about you today.
But let's remember the single parent families on this day. As someone who was raised by a very strong and unbelievably capable single mother.
That's true.
Let's not forget these things. And
it's true.
We appreciate everything they do.
Yep.
It's true. Good on you, Ed. Now, Grant, we did try.
Oh, God.
So Sailor was on board. Scout said we had to talk to her people.
girl.
Here we have your girl, Scout and Sailor Denya, wishing you happy Father's Day.
Hi, Daddy. We love you. This is from Sailor and Scout. We love about Daddy is because he's great at tickling us. I love you, Daddy. We missed your helicopter ride. You're the superest dad ever. Super Daddy! I love you.
Oh.
Happy Father's Day!
Oh, my
so
Lord. Why was Scotty talking about a helicopter in the middle of that?
Let's go with it, mate. Okay, she's requesting a helicopter.
what was the helicopter bit?
In the background, she
mentioned... Yeah, she just loves your helicopter.
Yeah, loves my helicopter, I think she said. Oh, the daddy copter. That's what she...
Around.
Ah, the daddy copter. That's where I put Sailor on my shoulders, and then I hold Scouty out in my arms, and we spin around really, really fast like a human gravitron.
And so far, only one concussion from that, so that is good news. Thank you for that. It's very kind.
No, it is. Well, you're good dads, both of you, and you put in. And just quickly, I do want to say to my dad, yes. Vincey, my life would not function without you. You take my children to school. You cook us dinner. You fix everything.
He plays in your band.
He plays in my band. He puts up with everything. He puts petrol in my car when I'm too tired to do it. He'll drive from his house, put petrol in my car, and face it the right way so when I drive out the next morning, I can get out quick.
Jeez.
Someone say, hey, where's your husband? But, you know, he's very busy working too.
He's a worky guy.
So happy Father's Day to all the dads out there.
And you know what we're going to do now? Let's do some dad jokes because let's know the dad jokes are, Dania, is you don't like it, but it is part of your wheelhouse.
Yeah,
you're great at selling a dad joke. Mm-hmm. Give us one dad joke. Now, if you've got a dad joke, I got some. What I want to do is I've got the $250 voucher to spend at GM Photography. Could get some family shots. I've got the Man Cave Barbershop $50 voucher. You give that to your dad.
Yep.
I got the family passes to Kingpin Bowling. Why not go as a family to go do some bowling for Father's Day or sometime after that? For your best, a dad joke, maybe a dorky joke that your dad always threw out. Maybe you're a dad and it's your favorite. You're willing to put your hand up and say your own dad joke. So let's
have
those.
It'd be great to get dads on telling dad jokes today of all days.
That'd be great. A dad with a few dad jokes. So 13, 10, 60 with your dad joke. But Grant Daniel, launch it, buddy.
Mm, okay. What do you call a sleepwalking nun?
What?
A Roman Catholic. Bloody Roman. Wandering around, you know?
Don't explain it.
Roman Catholic.
13, 10, 60.
The beauty.
Dad
joke. Hey, guys, the inventor of Velcro died.
Oh, really?
Oh. Rip.
Rip. It is Father's Day, as we know, and we've got a bunch of great little prizes that dads would like. We've got GM Photography vouchers. We've got Man Cave Barbershop, Kingpin Bowling. So why don't we get some classic dad jokes to take us out for the Friday. Heaps of people calling in with a dad joke. Let's go to Justine in North Strathfield. Justine, is this one of your, is this a dad, whose dad joke is this?
My dad.
Okay, your dad. Take it away.
Why are cemeteries always full?
Why?
Because they're dying to get in.
There we go.
Yeah, that is.
Did you know that cemeteries are also the dead centre of town?
Yeah, there
we go again. There's two there. Thank you, Justine. Well played. Kathy from Borkham Hills.
Hi. Why did the tomato turn red?
Don't know.
Why?
Because it's all the salad dressing.
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Actually,
and the beetroot.
Yeah, get it.
Thank you, Ben.
Nice one.
And here's Talise from Campbelltown. Talise, dad joke.
Good morning.
Hello.
Why did the orange stop rolling down the hill?
Don't know.
Why?
Because it ran out of juice. Boom, boom.
I love commitment. I love commitment.
I love the self boom boom. I love the laughing at my own joke.
But we have to leave the last word to the master of the dad joke. Dania, take us out with one of the classics.
What did the little fish say when he swam into a wall?
Damn!
That was excellent.
Boy. Have a great weekend, guys.
So.
You've still got half an hour to go.
That was so good.
See you in a couple of minutes.
Up next, we have Vanessa Sunshine. Now, she can only be described as the shadiest Bachelor contestant of all time. Here is, if you even question, this is just one of the other contestants questioning an outfit that she wore. Have a listen to Vanessa's comeback.
Vanessa Sunshine is wearing a potato sack.
Ugh, whatever. I don't care. I know I looked good.
Yes.
Yeah, she flat out spits the truth and no one can handle it.
And she is joining us next. Ah, yes. At 8:34. 104.1. Today, FM Breakfast. Yes, we're talking Bachelor. And as a way of introducing our next guest, let's hear some of her classic work. This is some classic Vanessa Sunshine from The Bachelor.
I've been so excited, speculating who The Bachelor might be. And when I see him, not thrilled.
She joins us in studio. Woo! Vanessa Sunshine, good morning.
Good morning.
The Queen. We're not worthy, babes.
Oh, thank you.
Now, let's just get it out of the way. You were not really pleased with the honey badger when you saw him. Oh, don't be diplomatic now.
No, look, I genuinely didn't know who Nick was.
No.
So, like, I didn't realise his celebrity status. And I'm just thinking, oh, it's some dude. Yeah, yeah, he needs, like, a shave and a haircut. and then I obviously
English lessons.
On. Yeah. And then afterwards, I'm kind of like, you know, you can't Google or YouTube or anything in there. You're not privy to that. So it's just getting what I'm given. And when I rocked up, I was like, oh, it's not what I really thought I was going to get.
Yes, sunshine.
Yes, sunshine. Okay, now let's go to the matter at hand last night because everyone hates a dobber, don't they, Vanessa? Everybody hates a dobber.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, look at her. She's
always,
not happy.
Always going to be one, isn't there? Or a couple.
So, Romy, this is you. This is Romy talking to the honey badger and trying to dob you, basically trying to get you kicked out of the mansion. Let's have a listen to Romy.
I hate, you know, the whole throwing someone under the bus, but considering we have a rose ceremony tomorrow night, I just think that it would be awful for, like, the wrong person to go home.
Okay.
If I was to question anyone's intentions, it would be Vanessa's. No. Vanessa Sunshine.
So what gives you that?
Well, it's something that a lot of us overheard her saying. Yeah, she just said she wasn't sure if she's attracted to you.
Oh, the shade.
Wow.
Now, what do you say to that?
Why are you up in my business? Like, why do you care what I think of someone? The only person that should care is Nick.
Thank you.
And when he asked me about it, I actually told him the truth. Poor guy. I've already shut down his dad jokes. Probably beat his ego a little bit.
Yes.
And he's probably not used to actually having that said to his face. But, you know, it's really easy. I could have definitely, like, stroked his ego, told him everything he wanted to hear. But if you're going to ask me a question, I'm going to answer it.
Yeah, you're going to get sunshine.
Yeah, that's right, sunshine. That is right, sunshine.
Love you, sunshine.
You're the one. You shine that sun in the dark crevices. That's what you do. You shed light where there isn't none.
So what do you have to say about those girls? There's the Cat, the Unholy Alliance, the Seventh Circle of Hell, the Cat, the Romy, and the Alicia. I mean, you were not backwards in telling those smiles what you thought.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel now? Like, have you simmered down or are you still like...
Nah, I've been pretty cutthroat all morning.
Yes.
So I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You know, they've been called, I think they self-called themselves like the trio. Oof. They're getting called mean girls and villains and things like that. But to me, that's almost giving them those titles is glorifying their behaviour.
Yeah.
What you're seeing, it's not edited. It's not scripted.
Thank
it's not
you.
Producer coerced.
Thank
they
you.
They really are like that.
They really are horrible
and
people.
To me, that behaviour is disgusting, you know, and they always seem to justify their behaviour by scapegoating other people.
Big time.
But to me, Kat, Romy and Alicia get their self-worth, their self-confidence and their, you know... Oh, God, I've forgotten the other word.
No, that was so good. That was so far so good.
Self-confidence and, you know, self-validation by belittling, berating and bullying other people. And they can sugarcoat it whatever way they want, but that's what it is at the end of the day. It's bullying. And I'm just someone, I'm so particular in my normal life who I spend my time with and who I associate with. And they're just not people I'd ever be around.
Yeah,
and even if I didn't like someone, I would never go out of my way to degrade who someone is as a human and belittle them and to attack their physical attributes. It's not okay.
It's not
yes,
on.
Yeah. Sunshine.
No, it's not
yes,
on, sunshine.
Yes, sunshine.
Not on, sunshine.
You are giving me, you are serving me sunshine realness
this
right
is
now.
So good. Now, Now, Grant Denyer, do you understand, Vanessa Sunshine, TV's Grant Denyer, Gold Logie winner, basically the proxy head of Channel 10,
effectively.
He said something to me off air, which was a huge bombshell about you that I believe is being whispered in the halls of Channel 10.
Yep.
Grant Denyer's ready to lay that down now.
This is not the last of you on Network 10, is it? are we only seeing just the beginnings? Are we seeing you potentially moving on to other things?
Such as?
I'm going to say... Jungle.
We think you've done enough to get in the jungle.
You've done enough to be in the jungle.
Yeah, you're too good for the island. You got to go to the jungle.
I haven't been offered this.
You will
I'm
be.
Open to it.
They're only doing it for a month, I've
so
heard.
You're
it's only
open
a month
to it. She's
shoot.
Open to
yeah.
it.
Open to it.
Yes, so, Vanessa Sunshine. Oh,
you got
Sunshine.
No issue eating like emu anus or anything like that on national television?
You would definitely see me vom.
Please
but...
don't say anus to the queen.
I'm just setting you up. That's what happens, isn't
that's
it?
Fair enough. Now, Vanessa Sunshine, you brought up something that when we interviewed the honey badger, he got angry at me because I questioned some of his dad jokes. I said that they didn't make sense and they were outdated, right? And he got annoyed at me. So I want to play my favourite line from the whole series thus far when you threw this at him.
You got any dad jokes?
No, I don't get them.
You don't understand them or you
like,
don't get them?
I get it, but I don't get why people think it's funny.
Amazing.
Bang.
Wow.
Bang, sunshine.
Right to the heart.
Can I just get a sunshine whatever? Can you just give me a classic whatever?
Whatever.
Excellent. It goes sigh, whatever, sigh. Now, in order to come full circle here, you've got three mugs in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
And we maintain that those sayings don't make sense. Anyone could make up a honey badger saying on the spot, right? And a lot of people have done this so far. A lot of Andy Lee, a lot of big names have already. Bill Shorten's already done one of these. So let's start up the honey badger saying generator, please.
Okay.
How are we tomorrow, fellas?
Washer that a rat with a gun, thanks, you're tough as woodpecker lips.
You blow under the wall, you blow.
The duck's nuts.
Bad income.
So you have an emotion, you have a occupation/animal, and a location. Now, if you've got those, Em, you're in charge here. How's
Yep, she's all over. Oh, mate, she's a legal secretary. She's all over. Yeah.
Excellent. So we're going to ask you, I'm going to ask you how you're feeling about leaving the Bachelor Mansion, and then read them out. Here we go. So Vanessa Sunshine, you were clearly the best in the house, and perhaps Blair should watch your interviews and see how it's done. And after being evicted from the Bachelor Mansion, how are you feeling?
Oh, Ed, I'm cockier than a construction worker at a cowboy convention.
She's got it.
More of you, Vanessa Sunshine.
I love you.
More of you. Well played today, FM. Oh, yes. You just missed it. Vanessa Sunshine from The Bachelor's just left. Fantastic.
Oh my God. She's like this Pocahontas princess with this foul mouth, and I love her. I'm just so in awe of her. And you know what she said? She was listening to our podcast to study up.
Like she
was, yeah, because she's been away, man. Yeah. She's like, I know, I just wanted to know. I love you guys. I'm like, oh my God, Vanessa Sunshine.
I am pro Sunshine.
That's cool.
Yeah. Look, it was trending last night. She was trending above the actual show itself. So that tells you something. It's going really, really well. People are calling us. They want to talk about The Bachelor. Hello, caller.
Hello, it's Gavin from Double Bay. Yes, I'm definitely a woman. A woman that's sad that Malcolm Turnbull is retiring from politics to spend more time with his money. But enough about that. Time for something important. My Bachelor review. Well, well, another awful week in Casa del Skank. I'm so sick of the failed contestants using the E word, editing. Come to think of it, I can think of a good C word to describe them. Contestant.
Oh, right. Oh,
I can see why they might be upset about the producers editing them. Of the 2,000 moronic things they say a day, the producers only show 5 of them.
Right.
Hashtag influencers. What I'm loving most about this season is how openly the girls hate The Bachelor. I agree with them. Oh, yeah, it's every girl's dream to marry a guy that looks like a 70s PE teacher. I should know. I married 3 of them at once.
Oh,
I just feel sorry for the poodle that he's stapled to his head.
Oh.
I have a woman's question. Why hasn't Grant been at work this week? Has Steve Jacobs finally had him killed? Is he the meat in a Koshy Armitage sandwich? It is a mystery, and I've started my own true crime podcast to find out. It's called Gavin the Woman, the Definite Woman with the Broad Shoulders presents Where Is That Blonde Little Prick? You can get it on iTunes and on 6 cassettes at Brash's. Gotta go. I'm off for my weekly skinny dip in the Hyde Park Fountain.
Thank you, Gavin.
I don't know if to be aroused or frightened.
Yeah, probably both.
I'll be avoiding Hyde Park.
It is Father's Day on Sunday, Em.
Yes, it sure is. But also, today is, well, is Luke there?
Luke, who pushes the buttons in the studio. Lukey, turn your mic on.
Yeah, hi.
Hi,
yeah,
Lukey.
I'm worried now, guys.
Today's a special day because a member of your family contacted us.
Mm. Oh, God.
Yeah. And let's bring him up right now. Yep. Hello, mystery member of Luke's family.
Hello, sir. You're on the air.
Hello.
What is your name, sir?
Who are you?
G'day. It's Mark. I'm Luke's dad.
Oh, hi, Luke's dad,
they sound
Mark.
Exactly the same. Now, Mark, you contacted the show and you asked that Luke wish you a happy Father's Day because he'll hate it. So,
that's about right, Em.
Is Lukey not great at expressing his feelings towards you?
No, he's a great kid, but he just Yeah, he doesn't like me when I threaten to ring the radio station, that's all.
Now, not only did you ring the radio station, you emailed like the general feedback form, subject Mark, Luke's dad. So
you did not.
He did. I'm holding the email right here. It says, I'm going to ring the show right now. He'll hate it. Get him to help. Get him to say Happy Father's Day. So, Lukey, the floor is yours.
Heartfelt.
Mark's on the line.
Yep, go.
Happy Father's Day, Dad. Thank you for everything you do. Most recently, you set up my bed the other night, which was nice.
Thank you.
Oh, that's nice.
Thanks for just being the best dad.
You know what? Yeah. Mark's only 10 Thanks, years older than us, Thanks, guys, buddy. So how old do we feel?
I know. Well, Mark's a sprightly young man. Good on you, Mark.
No worries. Good, do you good
wanna,
show,
do,
guys.
Do you want to have a guess? Do you want to have a guess at the secret sound while you're here?
I've got no idea.
Yeah, correct answer. All right.
He also gave us feedback, guys, when he was saying, get Luke to say happy birthday, and I love the show.
Yeah,
so well
appreciate
done.
That.
Thanks, Mark.
On you, Mark.
Feel free to send.
Guys. See you, son. Love you, mate.
Oh, he said I love you. Say I love you back, Dad.
Love you, Dad. Bye.
That's a nice way to end the week. Good on you, guys. Today FM Breakfast. Weekdays from 6. 104.1 Today FM.